and that we can do what you have called us to do. God's punishment is being held back because of his great love for you and I. My brothers and sisters, God could judge the world at any time, but his great compassion for us never failed. He could judge the world, and if we look around the world and see all of the atrocity, the explosions all around the world, when we see all of the frailties and all of the things that are being embarked upon today, is troubling and concerning. And God could judge the world at any time because of the hearts of men. But God, great compassion for us never fails, and it is long suffering. And now, my brothers and sisters, I understand why the writer of Lamentation said in that 23rd verse, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. They are new every morning, for great is thy faithfulness. Every morning we get up, we see God's mercies and we see God's compassion. He woke us up this morning. He started us on our way. He gave us life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness. He put food on our table. He put clothes on our back. Your 401k is what he blessed you with. Your retirement account is what he blessed you with. Your social security and your and all of the things that we have is what he has blessed us with because of God's great compassion. His mercy and his compassion covers us. Every morning, God's mercy and God's compassion is moving on our behalf because of who he is. My brothers and sisters, you and I have eyes to see, ears to hear, legs to walk. And this shows us God's compassion for us. For somebody didn't get up this morning, and somebody can't see, and someone can't hear, and someone can't walk. But thank God for his great compassion, because it could have been me that didn't get up. It could have been me that have been disabled. It could have been you that could have been lost and are suffering. But thank God you're here. And thank God you're able to call him and honor him and praise him. So many times we put him in the far backgrounds of our minds until we need a word from the Lord. And the Lord will then hear us in spite of the fact that we sometimes don't hear. And then it says, his compassion is shown. Jeremiah said, great is thy faithfulness, not our faithfulness, but God's faithfulness. Jeremiah was recounting on his faithfulness. He was recounting on all of God's faithfulness. Let's examine the word faithfulness. Faithfulness, for it means reliable. It means steadfast. Faithfulness means unwavering. In scripture, it speaks of God's faithfulness. And we have learned when God said he will do something, he will do it. He will never fail. And God does it even when it seems impossible. How in the world did you do it, Lord? How did you make these things happen? Because he is God. How did all of my circumstances and situation change? Because he is God. When God says something will happen, Antioch, it will happen. And it is true for the past, it is true for the present, and it is also true for the future. God has an eternity to fulfill every single promise and everything that he has said. We sometimes wonder, how long, Lord, will we have to wait for this? But God has an eternity to do what he desired to do. For his time is not like our time. Neither is his ways like our ways. And sometimes we get caught up in, how long will it take for these things to come to pass? God is faithful to his word. And if God said it, God will do it. My brothers and sisters, if God were unfaithful, even once, he would cease to be God. And we could not rely on his promises, because he said, before my word fail, heaven and earth will pass away. God is faithful. He cannot fail. But because not one of his word had failed, of all of the promises he gave, shows you and I that God is eternally reliable. God is eternally steadfast and unwavering. Because faithfulness is one of his inherent attributes. It's part of him. God does not have to work at being faithful. God is faithful. In Deuteronomy 7 and 9, it states, therefore. And whenever you see the word therefore, you see what it is there for. You'll catch that on your way home. Therefore, know that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God who keeps his covenant love for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandment. God is faithful to the people who love him. And God knows who love him. And God knows those who pretend to love him. And that does not stop God from still loving us. God knows who love him and those who pretend to love him. And that does not still stop God from loving us. What God desires is a faithful love relationship from us. Because he is faithful, his desire is for all of us is to demonstrate our faith to him. Faith is that substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. God is simply saying, I need you to simply believe. I need you to believe when you pray, believe when you do things that I'm going to work things out. Secondly, God is faithful to his own character. In 2 Timothy, Paul says, if we are faithless, he, God, remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Paul was asserting in 2 Timothy that despite man's unfaithfulness, God's saving purpose will not be withdrawn. It's in the word. Timothy and all those with him were to continue their endurance that they might experience God's blessing. Paul understood that this Christian journey is not easy. People fight with you. They attack your character. They challenge that you are a child of God. But be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. My brothers and sisters, when people are criticizing you, talking about you, digging ditches for you, stabbing you in the back, we are told to be steadfast, be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord is simply saying, I'm watching your character. There are times our character may be tested. There are times that our character may be tried. But the Lord said, I need you to be steadfast. Don't move. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Be steadfast. Don't allow the enemy to take you away from me. Be steadfast and hold on to my unchanging hand. God knows what we are going through. Just stand and wait on the Lord. But Pastor, you don't know how long I've been going through it. Just talk to the woman with an issue of blood. Look how long she waited. But when you wait on the Lord, He will renew your strength. If you just wait on the Lord, He will change your circumstances. If you just wait on the Lord, He can move mountains out of your life. If you just wait on the Lord, your circumstances will change because the Lord says, I am with you. When we demonstrate our faith, it activates God's blessing for us. Thirdly, God is faithful to His plan. Abraham, my brothers and sisters, you know him. Abraham was called to leave his father's house and go to a land which the Lord would show him. And by faith, Abraham believed and obeyed, and God promised that he would be the father of many nations. And this promise was established through the lineage, through Abraham. Although Abraham did not see it, God was faithful to His promise. You know, you and I don't have to see the result of God's promise, because sometimes God's promise is future. Every now and then we pray and we ask God for some things, and we want a right now blessing and we want to see it right now. But God is faithful to His word. Maybe that prayer that you prayed, or maybe what you've asked the Lord for, will come through your lineage somewhere down the line. Maybe if your grandson, your great-grandson, or your great-great-grandson will be blessed for your prayer life and your prayer requests. Abraham did not see all of the things that God had promised him, but Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and the entire children of Israel saw the fulfillment of what God had established, affirmed, declared, and decreed for His people. And then in Genesis, we read where God made a covenant with Noah. And God promised Noah that He would be faithful to that covenant. God also said there they were going to be a lot of people who would lose their lives and be judged by a flood. Isn't it ironic that, you know, Noah preached 120 years and people laughed at him and scoffed at him in disbelief. But it had not rained, it had not, no deluge of water had not come up like this on the surface of the land. And yet for 120 years, Noah preached, repent. Pastors and preachers were preaching the coming of the Lord each and every day, and people are saying, oh, it's not going to happen. It's
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door.